What's up, TV fans? Review Fix Editor-in-Chief Patrick Hickey Jr. here. Just finished watching the Season 3 premiere of Eastbound and Down, and words cannot describe how funny the show was. I mean, it had everything that a great episode of Eastbound and Down has. Great music, funny characters, bizarrity. I just made up a word. That's how funny the show was. And just so happy that this show is back on. It wastes absolutely no time getting right back to where it was. There are some questions originally. There's a fast forward in the show about a year, so you don't get to see April through, you know, her pregnancy and stuff like that. But Kenny's doing good in AA, and he's got a teammate, Shane, that might have a little bit of a homosexual kind of thing for him, but they're definitely, like, there's definitely a budding bromance there between the two, and they're pretty funny together. So, you have that going on, and you have Kenny and Shane are apparently sleeping with, like, I think high school students or something like that, and Kenny Powers is smoking tons of pot and coke and drinking and this and that, and he has not changed at all. And at the end of the second season, you thought that maybe he was going to change. And you said to yourself, what does this do for the rest of the show? Is he a family man now? Like, what the hell is going on here? And to answer that question, Kenny Powers has not changed. He's still a jerk. He's still hilarious. The show has not missed a beat at all. The things that make it so great have not been lost in translation, and there's several segments in the show when the music and the dialogue and the shots all come together and you realize that this is such a better show than people give it credit for. Yeah, people like it because it's funny and it's outrageous and stuff, but the quality of the shots and the montage-esque scenes at times, and it's got this great, like, if John Hughes was incredibly wasted and decided to shoot a film and just let it all out, it would be an episode of Eastbound and Down. The character is so relatable. He says all of the things that you want to say but don't have the courage to. And he's got it all. He's got nothing at the same time. But between the introduction of Shane, the amazing ending, I love the ending, you basically have Kenny stuck with this child. How that's going to affect the rest of the show is bizarre. And no Stevie Janowski in this episode means to me, I'm thinking Stevie Janowski is going to be the babysitter of this kid. Because I don't see Kenny taking care of a kid at all. So, with that being said, the fun between April and Kenny was definitely the highlight of the episode. But just from the beginning, him messing around with the surfers and then him telling the African-American people that they had a nice base coat, to him saying his child looked like Mike Chiklis from The Shield. I mean, the show just doesn't let up. It's just outrageously silly, yet fun and lighthearted at the same time. Kenny Powers is a jerk, but as Bender from Futurama said, you know, I'm a jerk, you're a jerk, that jerk. Kenny Powers is one of us. So I think the people that embrace his type of comedy quicker will be the ones to enjoy the show faster. But as far as the progress of this season, I see no reason why Season 3 of Eastbound and Down cannot be absolutely hilarious. It just started off in a really, really good way. It's just absolutely hilarious.